From the heartland of America and the gateway to the West, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be, across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. This is Coast to Coast AM. In a moment, Dr. Randy Shannon from criticalhealthnews.com joins us to talk about your health. We're going to start calls early, by the way, so get ready. And here's the phone number to call for assistance, not to get on the show, but to take down the notes that she talks about. 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO, criticalhealthnews.com. Up next, Dr. Randy Shannon. And welcome back to Coast to Coast. George Norrie with you. Great to be with you this week. Looking forward to the programs all week. Dr. Randy Shannon back with us, author, speaker, naturopathic doctor who believes that supplementation and natural remedies are essential when it comes to everyday health. And she is one of the chief spokespeople with criticalhealthnews.com. Randy, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you and to all the listeners. It's so great to be back on the show. And at this time of year, what a just beautiful time to just relax, get healthy, don't break any of the food rules, going into probably one of the biggest meal seasons or holidays.
Absolutely. And winter snuck up on us on Sunday. That's how fast things are creeping along.
It really did. We're actually, a little chilly for what we are here in Miami. We're used to 80s, but we are in our winter as well.
St. Louis is going to be 70 degrees in the next couple of days in the wintertime. I can't believe it. It's just unbelievable. But anyways, I saw a public service announcement today for St. Jude's Children's Hospital. And I wanted to ask you, how in the world does a six-year-old kid get a brain tumor, cancerous brain tumor? How does that happen?
You know, there's so much toxicity in the world today, and I think everybody is very well aware of it. The chemtrails are constantly dumping a massive overload of aluminum, and they've tested it. They've come up with all kinds of things that's going on in there. If the kids are not getting a clean filtered water, or if they're drinking out of the plastics, you mentioned that about it breaking the blood-brain barrier, and it causes a whole lot more than even what that study talked about. But I mean, these poor kids, they're malnourished, and it's not that they're not getting food. They are. But the food is sprayed with all these chemicals. I mean, we spray chemicals to get rid of bugs, and if it's killing the bugs, what's it doing to us?
Now, does the mother do something during the pregnancy that might influence the cancer?
Well, she definitely can be malnourished, and that can open up a door. If she's drinking out of the plastics, you know, anything the mother does, it's crossing into the baby, no doubt about it. So if mothers want to be strong, they have to make sure that they're nutrifying, and not just when they're pregnant, but before that, they need to not be doing bad things. You know, I worked with a guy years ago, and he, when he was at college, he was telling me that they studied all the plastics, including the ones that say that they're BPA free, and every single one of them still leached toxicity into the water. So even the BPA free, go back to those people and say, is it really clean or is it still leaching things into the water? You'll be surprised.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. Amazing. It really is. And Barry Manilow just announced he's got lung cancer.
Oh,
they think they got it early, but what causes that? I don't think he was a big smoker.
Well, again, just look at what they're dumping in the skies. It's ad nauseum. We even had Governor DeSantis pass the legislation that banned it. They said we weren't going to get sprayed anymore, and they still spray the people like absolute cockroaches. There's, you know, people that post about it. They're calling on Governor DeSantis. The fines are pretty great, over $100,000, I think, per offense. So why did I have an X over my house yesterday? And why can I not go out on the weekends hardly ever? I don't see a bug. I don't get a gnat on my windshield. Nothing. They're gone. I don't see a bumblebee, George. They're like literally extinct down here.
That's interesting. Sad and interesting indeed.
Yeah.
So what are your recommendations for Christmas meals for people?
Well, I've been on the phone all day long with clients, which I love. It's a favorite part of what I do.
You really enjoy that, don't you?
Oh my gosh, yeah. I mean, I make friends with my clients. They become like family. And, you know, unfortunately, I'm not like all the other doctors that want to medicate you and keep you around forever. I want to send you on your way. But you are a friend, you are family at that point. You know, stick with the basics. Don't break the food rules. No wheat, barley, rye, oatmeal, or buckwheat. No fried foods. No foods cooked in any oils. No processed meats. You know, cook in butter, tallow. People ask that all the time. You know, if you think about, you know, your grandmother, George, what was she cooking with?
Well, I can't remember really what Granny was doing, but she was probably cooking with lard.
Yeah, that's right? What she was cooking with. Yeah. You know, probably some people cooked with beef tallow back in the day, but mostly it was lard. And then when the Crisco came on the scene, I think everybody's aware of that at this point. You know, it was lubricant for the war machines. So then they figured out, oh, well, we can feed it to the people. It's just like the chemtrails. Let's spray them like cockroaches. Let's feed them lubricant. And all of a sudden, heart disease went off the chain. And we just got to go back to the basics. Thanksgiving meal, Christmas meals don't have to be huge extravagances. Keep it simple. Keep it one, two, maybe three ingredient type of foods. And just don't cook with the oils. Well, but I made bread. I had to have the oil in there. No, I've had people argue that with me, George. No, you can get around it. There's alternatives. There's things you can put in place.
And the secret of all of this is to live a life that is substantial enough where you can enjoy it, right?
Exactly. I mean, is it really fun to be in pain? Is it fun to suffer from migraines? Is it fun to go to the ER for anything?
Why are so many people, Randy, depressed these days?
Well, a lot of them are missing our de-stress. Our de-stress has what is needed in it for those anxious days, which turn the TVs off and you'll lose a lot of that anxiety, nervousness, and certainly depression. The de-stress is a very clean methylated version of the B complex. And so pretty much everybody can take that, and it's states it on the bottle, 4 capsules. And that's based on about 100-pound person. So if you're a 200-pound person and you're suffering depression, you probably want to bump that up.
We're with Dr. Randy Shannon from criticalhealthnews.com, the toll-free number to call for assistance. Things that you hear her talk about on that show, you might be driving, you can't write it down, or you're in bed. 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. There's a full staff behind her taking notes on everything she says. The website is criticalhealthnews.com. She's also got a book out called Tongue Tales, A Delightful Adventure into Animal Tongues. What's that all about, Randy?
That is basically based on what I do, 5,000-year-old original medicine. You know, I heard a story earlier today, and it was talking about how fast the internet is. Like Japan invented something called peto something, and it was a speed. Like we have terabyte, it's like a petabyte. And the amount of speed you can download, it was something like 4,000 movies in 1 second.
Wow.
So things like that change. But what has not changed is 5,000-year-old original medicine. It stays the same all the time. And so that book is about bringing people, kids, parents, adults, the teenage siblings that are reading the books to the younger kids, attention to the tongue. My expertise, and I'm guessing the very reason why I'm on the show is that expertise, because I look at faces, fingernails, tongues, and other marks of concern on the body. And then from that, I can see what's going on with the organs and the systems. And then we put together the protocols to help that get reversed. So the book is teaching the little kids basically from, you know, 1 years of age to 9, 10 is still like a great age. And it's all about animals and their tongues. And at the end of the book, I encourage the kids to go look in the mirror at their own tongue.
Because you also went through an incredible vetting of our staff, and they loved you.
Well, that's fantastic. That's good news. That's great news. You have some Laura Shagris is fantastic. Rebecca, AJ. There's a couple others that are really good that stand out, are super nice to the people, and I get that feedback. I get all the feedback, so. They're just really good people.
Randy Shannon with us. We're going to take calls in just a few minutes, and then we'll take calls all of next hour. Randy, why are so many people got something wrong with them?
Deficiency is one of the main things. You know, I had somebody call me today and was telling me something about their fingernails, and they wanted to know about all these different topicals. And I said, healing starts from within, and that is a fact. That, and again, that's part of my wheelhouse, because I could tell you to put all kinds of topicals on and you'll probably get some benefit, but that's not really where the real healing is. It's inside, it's internal. That's my magic wand. When I hear something that's going on or something that's wrong, all I have to do is think, okay, it's going to take this nutrient. It's going to take about this amount of time or a series of nutrients. And, you know, it starts from within, and good sleep. You got to have good sleep. Very important. We heal when we rest.
All right. Let's give some of our great listeners some great advice when they call in. Dr. Randy Shannon up with us. We're going to take your calls next. She's with criticalhealthnews.com. And again, the number to call to get information, not to get on the show, we'll give you that number in a moment. 1-855-949-7234. Back in a moment with your calls on Coast to Coast AM, and we'll do it next hour as well on Coast to Coast. And welcome back to Coast to Coast. George Norrie with you, along with Dr. Randy Shannon from criticalhealthnews.com. We'll take your calls this half hour and next hour as well. You do a great public service, Randy, you and the team. Thank you.
Thank you.
What are you doing for Christmas?
You know, this year I adopted a female shepherd from the Humane Society, well, a Miami Rescue, who nobody was adopting her. She's a big dog. And there was a cat who was 5 years old that nobody was adopting. So guess who came home with me? And then I'm going to get together with one of my sons and my grandkids. So it's going to be nice and more full this year. I had to share.
Had nobody come to adopt the dog, would they put it down?
It was at a no-kill shelter, but they were actually very overloaded. And all of them are across the country. People are actually dumping their animals in record numbers. It's really disheartening. Horses, too. It's very, very sad.
Why are they dumping?
I don't know if it's the economy and their budgets. You know, people don't get rid of services, but sometimes they'll get rid of products. They'll get rid of, you know, all the excess. They just don't have the money. Dog food's gone up. Cat food's gone up. So they'll even put their own health on the line to keep the electric, okay, on. So, and that makes sense. Nobody needs to freeze, but they find that they don't have enough room for the pets, which it's just heartbreaking all around. So if people have it, they have the space, they have the heart, they have the love, go get a pet.
Let's go to the calls. Let's start with our wild card line. Harry is in Port Huron, Michigan. Hey, Harry, welcome.
Well, thank you, George, for taking my call. And I've got a friend in her 60s, and she has alpha-1 liver disease. Alpha-1 liver disease, and there's nothing they can do. It's now in her lungs, so she has to be on oxygen. So I'd like to see what you're, what you have to say, Randy. Is there anything that can be done?
Yeah, well, for sure. There's always hope. And I don't care what the case is. I don't care what the disease is. I don't care what the sickness is. There is always hope. I have a new client who's in the hospital with a cancer. She's come to me and she's in and out of the hospital. And the staff there keeps telling her that there's no hope. And these people need to stop doing that. It, we always have to have hope and give that to the people that are around you. And the thing is, the toxic load has exceeded the body's capacity. And people are now exposed to tens of thousands of synthetic chemicals that did not even exist 100 years ago. You mentioned it earlier, the plastics, the microplastics, there's the pesticides. Yeah. The herbicides, all these forever chemicals, the heavy metals, the pharmaceutical residue that's in the water. And what's getting hurt is the liver, the kidneys, the lymphatic systems, the lungs. And so number one, there needs to be a detox. And then we go from detox into hardcore fighting the actual issue. And you know, when did this start to show? How old? I mean, she's in her 60s now. Oh, is the caller gone? They're off, so I can't get that answer. But
he may be still with us. Here, are you with us?
Yes, I am. I'm here.
Do you know when that started? When she started to see the signs?
About a year and a half ago.
See, so 100% in my mind, that is completely reversible. They will tell you, no, it's not, that it's progressive. But if it only started a year, year and a half ago, then it, you can just rule out right now anything genetic, anything that was inherited, because it doesn't show up 60 years later. It would have shown at birth.
Which, okay. Should she load up on milk thistle?
Milk thistle is fantastic. I would start with a detox. I would start with the herbal rainforest. And for sure, we have a liver support that is going to have a good hefty, I think it's like 1,900 milligrams of a concoction for the liver, and milk thistle is a part of it. The liver needs more than just the milk thistle. So that is a great start. So I would, and for her in particular, I would do the herbal rainforest. If this was me personally, okay. And that's the case with every caller I take. If it was me personally, I'm telling you what I would do if it was me personally. The herbal rainforest and the liver support, and of course the brain and heart pack.
Harry, get back to us the next time Dr. Randy's on and give us an update if you would. Tom gets texted tweets. Tom, what do you have for Dr. Randy?
Dr. Randy, Connor in Minnesota would like you to talk about lower back pain and how to ease it.
Well, how to stop the sabotage. Number one, get rid of all the inflammatory foods. Okay. I went over, so if you didn't catch it all, the bad food list. So make sure you follow that to a T and stop sabotaging your body. And that goes for everybody that's listening. You know, we're coming into the season where people eat all this just garbage. It went in October and then again in November. And now again, the excuses are the holidays. We need to stop making excuses for eating this garbage food and start making and eating good food and start thinking about not only yourself, but all the family members. So stop the sabotage. Seed oils are huge sabotagers. So I don't know if they're actually eating those. Also getting certain things into the diet. You know, I love spices. Turmeric is a very good spice. We have a product, and I'm trying to think of what that one is actually called right now. The team's going to not like me for this, but it has a really hefty dose of manuka and turmeric in it, and a couple of other things. And it is fantastic. It's a liposomal product, so it goes into the system very quickly. And it's a really nice anti-inflammatory.
Let's go to Tom in Arizona. Welcome to the show. Hi, Tom.
Hi. How are you, George?
I'm doing fine. How are you? You ready for Christmas?
I sure am. Can't wait.
Great. How can we help you?
Well, this time what I was wondering is nails. Now, for instance, toenails and then fingernails. Now, we live in Arizona, so it's very, very dry, but my fingernails just break right off. So what is Randy's suggestions?
Okay.
There you go, Randy. Take it away.
That's perfect, and it's an easy one. If you're not getting the baseline of nutrients, every time I come on George Norrie's show, coast to coast here, I always talk about the baseline program, which is going to be the brain and heart pack. That's a must. That's something I take every single day. Now, when I go to the salon, which is not too often because I was getting a pedicure. This happened years ago, and they cut me. And when they cut me, she immediately put my foot into the water. Well, what happened from that is I contracted MRSA, which is a horrific staph infection.
Oh.
So was the tool dirty? Was the water dirty? What was dirty? I don't know. But I think so many women have gotten staph infection from nail salons because the testing has been done and the MRSA is literally everywhere. And it's, it's on door handles, it's on school desks, it's literally everywhere. So if there's an opening, it'll find its way.
What causes nails to grow so fast, Randy?
Well, it's the same reason why he's having the nails that are breaking. It can be he's got a low protein diet, so he's missing the protein, and the nails are made of keratin, so that's going to totally help them. He could be low in silica, zinc, biotin. We have an awesome product called Osteo FX, which is going to have all of that in it. He could be dehydrated. There could be, I'm not in love with all these hand washing sanitizers. I don't like anything that's going to absorb into my skin in seconds. So, get a few germs once in a while. It's okay. It's not going to hurt you. Could be that his thyroid is a little bit off or his circulatory system is sluggish. And, that just can really weaken the keratin, all of it.
Let's go to Thomas in La Jolla, California. Hi, Tom.
Hi, George. Thank you for accepting my call.
Thank
you. And I have to say it again. It is wonderful that you and your team are alive during the holidays. That's very special to me.
That's a pledge I made 23 years ago, Tom, and I stuck to it.
There you go. There you go. And Dr. Randy Shannon,
yes,
I just appreciate your wisdom. And, my question is testosterone. What is it? Do we really have a testosterone deficiency in America? Can we get testosterone boosted with natural foods like eggs? What is your assessment on testosterone?
And also, Tom, just listen to the show. We'll talk about Super T later on, and that'll take you there. But go ahead, Randy.
Absolutely. Testosterone is, everybody thinks of it just as a male hormone. That's kind of the label that's been given to it. But it's a vital metabolic brain, muscle, bone, and even motivation hormone, if you can believe it. And it's in men and women. So, when that drops in the body, literally everything downstream weakens. So when testosterone actually builds the muscle, it builds the strength, and women have that too. So It's just kind of a mental thing, I think, that people go through if they think, oh, a woman's got to have some testosterone. No, like it maintains the bone density. What if women didn't have that? Then they get weak bones. The bones break down. Men, too. It supports fat burning. Women carry more fat cells than men. Of course, we want to make sure we have that leveled out. It protects the brain and the function of the brain and the mood of the just your overall demeanor. So it's not just about libido and fertility. It's a whole lot of other things.
Next up, we've got John in Wisconsin. Hey, John, Merry Christmas to you.
And to you as well, George and Dr. Randy, thank you. I have a brief comment on depression and a brief testimonial on supplements. I am so thankful that George asked Dr. Randy, why are there so many people depressed in this world? And it always elevates when we get around the holiday season. I went through my own battle of depression for 17 months, did nothing about it, and I had a life-changing disability be the result of that. I'm better now, but I want to let everybody know it's easier to digress in depression than it is to make a change and climb out of it. And sometimes maybe there's medications like Zoloft that the extreme depression person would need, but I want to echo what Doc Wallach taught me years ago. Those type of medicines treat the symptoms, not the problem. Supplements that Dr. Randy speaks of helps the problem eliminate the I don't support drugs. I support supplements. So I want to encourage everybody this Christmas season to be the Barnabas in your family. If you know somebody that's depressed, support them, encourage them. And nutrients and supplements are not drugs. What they do is they help the body heal in a positive way. When your body is healed, your mind is sharp. You feel better about yourself. Dr. Randy, if you would have known me 6 years ago, you would have said John is the biggest train wreck ever. If you know me today, you would say John is one of the happiest people you'll ever meet. And Dr. Randy, my final comment is this. I want to thank you not only for the help you give people, I want to thank you for your love of animals. I have no children. I have no grandchildren. My animals are my family, and I love people who love animals. Merry Christmas, and George, thank you for taking my call.
Thank you, John.
Merry Christmas to you, and that's beautiful. And by the way, since we did just talk about testosterone, one of the signs of low is also anxiety or depression. So that could have been part of your issue at the time.
Are you familiar with the amino acid L-theanine?
Yes.
That's a great booster for depression, isn't it?
Yes, it is. That one is actually one of my favorites, and I use that a lot. It's found in green tea. So if people are drinking the green tea, that's a very good one. That one will, the L-theanine is going to increase the brain waves, and it can calm the nervous system. It's low stress, lowers the anxiety. It smooths out even because a lot of the coffee makers are now putting these various things in there. I use the Tazavita from Youngevity. I don't know if that one's in there. The team would have to look at that. It's fantastic. It supports great sleep. It's all kinds of, it's amazing.
Again, the website is criticalhealthnews.com, the toll-free number to call where there's an army of people behind her taking notes. There must be experts in shorthand, Randy. 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. And we will take a full hour of calls when we come back in a moment on Coast to Coast. We've got a great program for you tonight. We're going to talk about exorcisms later on tonight in the program. And then don't forget, we're live on Christmas Eve night and Christmas Day night for you right here on Coast to Coast AM. Back in a moment with Dr. Randy Shannon and your calls on Coast to Coast AM.